I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has tapped 14 corporate executives to lead the search for people to fill 7 cabinet positions. 2 will be assigned to lead each search committee. The list includes David Abney, Chairman and CEO of UPS, and Carol Tomei, Chief Financial Officer and Executive Vice President at Home Depot, who will lead the search for the General Manager of Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. And Doug Hertz, Chairman and CEO of United Distributors, who'll team up with Shan Cooper, Chief Transformation Officer at WestRock. They'll work to fill the city's Chief Procurement Officer role. House Speaker David Ralston will have a competitor in the upcoming May 22nd GOP primary. Margaret Williamson says she'll challenge the Blue Ridge Republican. Williamson was part of an unsuccessful 2014 Tea Party effort to oust Ralston by backing local wrestling coach Sam Snyder. She also chaired her husband's unsuccessful 2016 campaign for a state Senate seat representing Dahlonega. A state senator from Beaufort is proposing that Georgia consider a uniform statewide certification process for service animals and criminalize the use of fake service animals. Senator Renee Unterman says it's necessary to differentiate between animals trained to give physical or emotional support and those which are not. 19 states currently have laws penalizing people for passing off their pets as certified service animals. Well, Georgia's first ever statewide school turnaround officer is making the case to school districts that they should accept his help. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Eric Thomas made his pitch to the Bibb County School Board Thursday night. His message? He's looking to be a partner with the handful of underperforming schools he's tapped for intervention, not an agent of state takeover. Bibb County School Superintendent Curtis Jones said he's on board for a contractual 3-year peer-to-peer partnership with Thomas.
At the end of the 3 years, our schools will make improvement. The state will know that we work with them. And if they don't make the level of improvement that's in our Swiss contract, they're going to know we've done all we can do.
The elected Bibb County School Board seemed less convinced, putting off their vote to say yes or no to the partnership until next month. Thomas meets with the Dooley County School Board today. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
Coca-Cola CEO James Quincy says the Georgia-based company will attempt to collect and recycle a bottle or can for every one that it sells within 12 years. Quincy says it's part of the company's efforts to address the global waste problem. A report issued last summer showed that global industry has produced 9.1 billion tons of plastic since 1950. The report also found that there's enough still in circulation to bury the island of Manhattan under more than 2 miles of trash. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.